the Moran Brachas on Chafali Famed Aleph says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Safek Kara, Kriya Shema, Safek Loi Kara, Einei Chayze Bekaira. My time at Kriya Shema de Rabbanon. If someone is Mesupik, if he learned Kriya Shema, he does not have to learn Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon. We have a Lazar Amar, Safek Kara, Kriya Shema, Safek Loi Kara, Chayze Bekaira, Kriya Shema. And like Rashi explains, that Rabbi Lazar holds that Kriya Shema is the Raisa, and therefore you have to go L'chum. So we have a Machlokes HaMeraim in the Gemara, whether Kriya Shema is a mitzvah the Raisa, or the Rabbanon, and the Nafka Minna is if he has to be Chayzer V'Kaira when he's Mesupik if he learned Kriya Shema. Tosfos, in a few places, passages like Shmuel, that Kriya Shema is only a Chiv the Rabbanon. However, the Beis Yosef and Simon Samach Zayim brings down from the Rif and the Rosh that they say we don't paskin like Shmuel, we hold Kriya Shema as Daraisa, and that's the way the Rambam and Rabbi Yoina paskin that Kriya Shema is Daraisa, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch and Samach Zayim paskins that Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Loi Kara has to be Chayze V'Kaira, and like the Neitz Kalim explained, because the Shulchan Aruch is paskin like Rav Rishonim that Kriya Shema is Daraisa, and therefore you say Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. And like the Chassam Sefer writes in the Tshuva, that a halacha muruvachas b'Yisrael, that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. In the Manda Oma that holds Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon, Kovi Samir Oilun So, there's a machlokes rishonim what it means that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. Tosfos, in a few places, Nemzon, that Shmuel that holds that the mitzvah Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, it means legamri, it's totally the Rabbanon. There's no such concept of Kriya Shema min HaTorah. And therefore, Tosfos is taka bothered by that we find many Gemaras that have drushes in the Indian of Kriya Shema. Mashal, the Gemara says, "Mehemes Hakayim Shema ba'arvis." That in the beginning of Brachas, the Gemara learns it out of a pasuk because it says "Beshach b'chov kumecha." So you have to learn ba'arvis. It sounds like it's a drasha d'iraisa. How could you say that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon? Tosfos and Sota is bothered by that our drushes shelo yukal mefreya. We learn out from Pesukim that you're not allowed to learn Kriya Shema mefreya. We learn that from Sukkim that you have to be Mashmi Alo Oznoi. We have a Machloikis if you have to lay Keksava or Dafka Balashin HaKadosh, Bala Bechalashin or Keksava. And all this is learned out from Sukkim. It would sound like Kriya Shema is a Deraisa. We have the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Fi Beis Shammai Ba'erev Kaladam Yatil Ba'veika Yamit Shanemar, Vishach Bacha Vukumecha. And Beis Hillel say, no, Kaladam Karakadarka Shanemar, Vlach Tachavaderech. It seems like the Machloikis in the Pesukim in the mitzvah Kriya Shema, and it's drushes. So how could there be a man, Tosfos bothered by, how could there be a man that holds that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon? Therefore Tosfos says, Fishmu, you have to say all these drushes are only in a smachta. He says it's a doichek, but it would seem from Tosfos that that's the way the Maisei Nemzon, that the man domeh Kriya Shema the Rabbanon, Fishmu, that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, it's totally the Rabbanon, and you would have to say that these Pesukim are, these drushes only in a smachta. And therefore, Zakta Pri Chadosh, that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Kriya Shema is Daraisa, because it's a very big doichik to say that all these drashas are only an asmachta. However, Rabbeinu Yoina explains in Shmuel that Avada Shmuel is also maskin. When Shmuel said, Safek Kara, Safek Loi Kara, Eina Chayze V'Kaira, because Kriya Shema is Rabbanon, he doesn't mean that there's no, that the pasuk of the Shach V'Kov Kumecha is not referring bechlal that there's a din to say something at night and in the morning. Avad the pasuk is telling you something. So what does Shmuel mean that Kriya Shema de Rabbanon? So Rabbeinu Yonah says like this: the afal pi shakasav b'toyra uvishach v'chov kumecha sriyle l'shmuel shaloi amra toyra dafka Kriya Shema el sheyikra b'toyra b'chol makam sheyirtze. When the Torah says uvishach v'chov kumecha, l'fi Shmuel, the Torah just means lein Torah b'shach b'chov kumecha. Not necessarily this parasha of Shema. Just lein any Torah b'shach b'chov kumecha. And that's a din d'oraisa. Umasha anu koren zeis ha'parasha dafka einei me'elam d'rabbanon. This that we lein Kriya Shema l'fi Shmuel, that's the Rabbanon. The Kriya Shema d'rabbanon just means that why we lein this parasha of Shema v'ahavta v'ayim Shema, that's only d'rabbanon. But avadim in a Torah, there's a din to lein Torah b'shach b'cha uv kumecha. And Rabbanan said, you know which Torah you should lein? Dafka these parashiyos of Shema. Zakta Pnei Yeshua, that it's a bli safik that Rabbeinu Yoina was trying to answer
So what's
Safekara, Safek Loikara? Is that what the Rambam is bothered by? If so, what's Safekara, Safek Loikara, Enechayze Vekaira? If even Lefi Shmuel, it's a din Dairaisa, so what does it mean Safekara, Safek Loikara, Enechayze Vekaira? If even Lefi Shmuel is masking that as Dairaisa, so why don't you say Safek Dairaisa Lechumra? That's by Erev Vodoyker. Then besides that, if a person is not a Safek de Ganach, he has a whole day chiv of he has to say something. What do you mean? It's something. Rather, we pass in the rice anyways, because he holds in the rice. This is all in the Mandama Derabanan. So let me just. The Olam is asking, if it's a deraisa, so what does it mean that Enechayt of a Kaira Ay is deraisa? So, like some of the Olam said, the Pnei Yeshua and the Shagasarya say, Avada, Lefi Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's where the Shagasarya goes on Isa, the Gemara is talking about a case that he learned something today. He learned something. And that's, now that I was Mekayim already, because I learned something, that I have to say Kriya Shema, that's only Darabon, and therefore I don't have to say it, because I already learned something. So the Daraisa was Yaitza, and the Kriya Shema is only Darabon, so therefore, Eine Chayze Bekaira, the Chassam Sefer, and the Tshuva says, or like what other people are saying, that it means, go ahead and learn. It means that you don't have to be Eine Chayze Bekaira Dafka Kriya Shema, rather you can learn something else. So either that he learned something, or it just means you're going to learn something else. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shagasarya. And as I was saying, the Pnei Yeshua writes that B'lis Safek that Rabbeinu Yoina was coming to answer the Kasha Tosis. Tosis was bothered by, how could you say that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan? We have drushes throughout Shas about Kriya Shema. Shalaika Lemafreya, what Lashon, all these machlokes beishamei and beishilol kedarka yatev yikra. What's in a gay? If Kriya Shema is only Rabbanan Lefi Shmuel, Dr. Pnei Yeshua, that's what Rabbeinu Yoina was coming to answer. All these drushes in the Gemara are referring to the Torah. Lefi Shmuel is referring to the Torah that you have to have b'shach b'chov kumecha. Could it be Lemafreya? That you have to be mashmiya la'oznoi? Lefi Rabbi Lazar. All these drushes are referring to these parshas of Kriya Shema that you can do Lemafreya. You have to be mashmiya la'oznoi. Lefi Shmuel, all these machlokes in the Gemara are referring to the Torah. Any Torah that you're saying b'shach b'chov kumecha, you have to be meshmei la'azna. You can't do l'mafreya. That's going to go, all those drashas. Lefi Shmuel, Rabbanon came along and were meyachid that the chiyuv d'oraisa be mekayim through the parshiyos of Kriya Shema. That's the way Rabbi what? Zicha, the Torah was talking about a Torah Shavik Sav. I wonder if you could even... What?
It can't be part of the regular Limit HaTorah.
Why?
Because
Limit
HaTorah could be any part of the
Torah. What, the Vigisa B'yam HaLaila? Yeah, that Zicha you could be right. But the B'shach L'chav Kumecha, Pashas is Torah Shavik Sav.
Why does that have to be a
Pasha? I don't know if it has to be a whole Pasha Lefi Rabbi Yoina, has to be a whole Pasha? What was his last name?
We would have been again like Freya.
Maybe one pasuk. This is all in the Manda Amad that holds that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. So there's Machlaikis, Rabbeinu Yoina, and Tosfos, whether it's totally the Rabbanon, or it means that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon, but of Adam and Torah, you have to be Mekayim B'Shach B'Chov Kumecha through learning Divrei Torah. So the Fira Ben Yoyin, it comes out that Laman Amid Rabbanon Min HaTayra just is a din to learn Tayra, any Tayra. And Rabbanon said, learn the parasha of Kriya Shema. Let's go to the way we pass. We pass that Kriya Shema is the Raisa. So I just want to say over Chakira, which might have an Afkamina La Lacha, as we'll see. That we pass in Kriya Shema is the Raisa, the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Inyan of the Mitzvah, is Kabbalah Sel Malchus Shemayim, to be Mekabal Oy Malchus Shemayim, through saying these parashiyos of Kriya Shema. You can clear. I know the Inyan and the Kiyama Mitzvah is to be Mekayim and to be Mekabal Oy Malchus Shemayim. But what's the Maisa HaMitzvah? How do I do that? Is it, I'm going to say it with two tzadim and we'll see it enough to clear it soon. Is it through Limud HaTorah, that the Torah said, learn the parasha of Kriya Shema, And through that, that's because you're learning these parashas of Kriya Shema, that you're being through this Limud HaTorah, you're being Mekayim Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. But it's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. You're being Mekayim Limud HaTorah by learning these parashas of Kriya Shema, and that's the way of being Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. Or it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. The Maisa mitzvah is also like the inyan of the mitzvah, Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shemayim. By learning these parashas, the Tzuras Ha Maisa mitzvah is also Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, which means the inyan of the mitzvah, the tachlis of the mitzvah, you look at the Maisa mitzvah, is to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. But what's the Maisa mitzvah? How do I do the action? I know I'm learning the parashah Yosef Shema. Is that a Maisa of Limud HaTorah, or is that a Maisa of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim? Are you being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through learning the Shema, or are you being just making an act of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim? Those are the two tzadim. And we'll see it a little clearer in a minute. The Gemara in Megillah, and Av Gimel says, Linyan Kriyas in Megillah, the Gemara says, Mikan Tzamchu Shal Beis Rebbe, Mevatel in Talmud Torah, Uban Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. That you have to be Mevatel Torah in order to come listen to Kriyas in Megillah. So there's a famous Kasha, Rosh Hash brings it down over there. What does it mean, Mevatel in Talmud Torah, Kriyas in Megillah? Isn't Kriyas in Megillah Talmud Torah? Megillah is one of the Chavdala Kitzvah. It's Kitzvah HaKadosh. So what do you mean, Mevatlan Talmud Torah for Kriyas HaMegillah? You're learning Torah, but when you're learning the Megillah as well. As many Achreinim ask this Kasha on the Gemara. What's Pshat Mevatlan Talmud Torah L'Shmaya Mikra Megillah? So the Beis Ephraim, Shalos HaShuvah Beis Ephraim in Siman Samecha says that no, Kriyas HaMegillah is not Torah. It's Hilula u'Pirsu Minisa. When I'm learning the Megillah, I'm not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What I'm doing is, I'm being Hilul and Pirsu Minisa. He says, it's Eino Kedei L'Slamed, Rak L'man Yisapu L'Vneim Dar Achrein Asher Higdol Hashem Lasli Simonu u'Pirsum Tokfer Shal Nes. Ve'ein Mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Kriyasa, Rak mitzvah Chachamim B'Kriyasa L'Vad. There's no Kiyum of mitzvah of Talmud Torah through learning the Megillah. It's only Pirsum Anes. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, Mevatlan Talmud Torah for Kriyas HaMegillah. Because you're talking not being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, by learning the Megillah. Zok the Beis Ephraim, the Zelba Zachin by Kriyas Shema. The whole inyan of Kriyas Shema is only Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. When someone is learning Kriyas Shema in the morning and at night, it has nothing to do with Limud HaTorah. You're not being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, when you're learning Kriyas Shema. It's the inyan of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. The Maisa mitzvah is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. You're not learning. That's not a mitzvah Talmud Torah when you're learning Kriya Shema. Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called Siach HaSadot, written by him. It's on the Shas. And he names on the Zelba Zach that Kriya Shema is not Nichlal in Talmud Torah, you're not Mekayim Talmud Torah. And he brings a raif in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudam Midbeis. The Gemara says, Gadol HaKaira Kriya Shema Be'inasa Yoyser Me'oisig Batayra. That if you learn Kriya Shema ba'inasa, and it's time, it's greater than Limud HaTorah, Ma'isik BaTorah. Frekta, what do you mean it's greater than Isaac? Of course it's greater than Isaac BaTorah, because by learning Kriya Shema, you're learning Torah as well. So you have Mitzvah Kriya Shema, you have Torah, you have everything. Well, and the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah that it's Gadol, Kaira Kriya Shema ba'inasa, Yaiser mi Isaac BaTorah. Of course, because Kriya Shema itself is Torah, plus Kriya Shema. Zok the Siach HaSad, the Zelba Zach, Kriya Shema has nothing to do with Limud HaTorah. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. You're not learning Torah, that's not Limud HaTorah. You're being the kind of mitzvah of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. And that's the Chiddush Shugur Gemara, Gadol HaKaira Kriya Shema Bainasa, Yoyser Me'oisig BaTorah, that although it's not Oisig BaTorah, still it's greater to be Mekabel, the Oil Malchus Shemayim, through Kriya Shema. What? Okay, that's what we'll get to. And he brings down here the Svara from the Chazon Ish. Chaim writes that the Chazon Ish had this, he saw it in many places. Other Svara also bring it down from the Chazon Ish, that when the Torah, when you're doing something, when you're doing a kiyum, it's a certain, it's in a lot of inyanim, not only by kiyum mitzvahs, also by mazikin, the Avos and the Teldos, the Chazon Ish had. When you're doing something for one inyan, it doesn't work for two inyanim. If you're doing it for Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it doesn't work for the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Chazon Ish also held by Lashon Hara, perhaps. If someone speaks Lashon Hara, you're not over on Bittul Torah. because there's an Isser of Bittul Torah and there's an Isser of Lashon Hara. When you're doing Lashon Hara, you're not doing Isser of Bittul Torah. So you do add a Goyin by Din V'Cheshbin that he has when you speak Lashon Hara. Besides the Din, there's also a Cheshbin down the Bittul Torah. Maybe a Kazanish didn't hold of that. I'm going to guess.
Is there any way that Gay is that Chabilus can't, or am I misunderstanding?
I don't think it has to do. We'll see the other side. What? So that is the shita of the Beis Ephraim and others that Kriya Shema has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Brisker Rav names on the same thing b'negeh Kriya Semegillah. He answers the kasha of the Beis Ephraim, the Rashash kasha. What does it mean without Talmud Torah? B'nei Kriya Semegillah. Kriya Semegillah is also Talmud Torah. He says the same thing that when you're leaning Purim, it's a Igeres HaPurim, although it's Kisei HaKadosh, you're not being the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah by laying the Megillah. However, he says that's by Kriyas HaMegillah. By Kriyas Shema, as Dr. Brisker Rav, you're the kind of the mitzvah, the Oifin HaMitzvah is through learning Torah, that's how you Mekabaloi Malchus Shemayim. The Kriyas Shema is a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and that's how you Mekabaloi Malchus Shemayim. Brisker Rav held that by laying Kriyas Shema, you are being Mekayim, that's what it is. The Kriyas, it's a Kriyas HaTorah. The same way then when we sack and create the Torah, that zikha, when we learn Sheni Mechamish and Shabbos of Adi, Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through that, that's what the deraisa of Kriya Shema is. Limud HaTorah, and that brings Lidei Oil Malchus Shemayim. The Karanoya in a few places of Brachas and Saita, Nemzon, the Zalbazach, that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And that is Lashon over here, but he says it's Limud HaTorah. That's what Kriya Shema is. It's Limud HaTorah. The Sefer Inayim LaMishpat, he brings down that the Rambam, when he's by the mitzvah Kriya Shema, he writes, it's Yichud Hashem Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim. Rambam doesn't write this, but he spies from the Rambam that it's two inyanim. Kriya Shema is two inyanim. It's the inyan of Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim, and it's the inyan of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And he's like that in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Kriya Shema, ומקדימים לקראת קריאת שמע מפני שיש בו ייחוד השם ואהבתי ותלמודי שהוא העיקר הגדול שהכל תלוי בו. He says ותלמודי means that the קריאת שמע is besides ייחוד השם ואהבתי, it's also תלמודי. The inner קריאת שמע is תלמודי in the midst of לימוד התורה. And if you take a look at the Rambam in the Pesuk of Sefer Ava, when he's meramez the inyanim, the mitzvahs, so by קריאת שמע he brings down ma'ahavti tarasecha. He doesn't bring down the psukim of Avas Hashem. He doesn't bring down the pasuk and Tehillim of Alkeina Hafti Mitzvah Secha Mizavu Mipaz. He brings down the pasuk of Ma Hafti Teresecha in the Inyan of Kriyashma. So he wants to be Medayik from there also that he went, like, he doesn't bring down the Viskarov and the Karanoira, but he's learned in the Rambam that the mitzvah of Kriyashma is a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and through that Yimakabal Oymal Choshamayim. The Betzela Chachma brings down the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, "Nashim apturis mi," state that "Nashim apturis mi Kriya Shema." Zok the Yerushalmi, how do we know that women are apart from Kriya Shema? Because it says, "Vilimadetem oisam es b'neichem v'loy b'neisechem." Now, "Vilimadetem oisam es b'neichem v'loy b'neisechem" is talking about Torah. It's not talking about Kriya Shema. Was "Vilimadetem oisam es b'neichem v'loy b'neisechem"? Zok the Zelvezach, because yes, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And the Meila, the pasuk that's Memayat Nashim from Limud HaTorah, is Memayat Nashim from Kriya Shema as well. And the Prima Gadim, he asks, why is there no bracha for Kriya Shema? Mirtz Hashem, we'll see, the brachas that we have on Kriya Shema, the Rashba, others, say it's not a bracha, it's Kriya Shema. We'll get to it, Mirtz Hashem. So the Prima Gadim asks, why were they not misakin any brachas on Kriya Shema? We don't have a bracha on Kriya Shema. Zok the Prima Gadim, Asher shu bechlal abracha d'asher kedishonu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. The Kriya Shema bechlal divrei Torah. And that's how he's answering why they were not misaken a bracha on Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is bechlal divrei Torah. Okay, so it would seem like we have over here in Machlokes what the inyan of Kriya Shema is. Is it just the inyan of Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim, or is it inyan of Limud HaTorah, and through that yim kabbal oyel malchus shamayim? We once saw, when we learned Berachas HaTorah, we saw that the Gemara states that if someone didn't make a Berachas HaTorah, he could be Yotze the Berachas HaTorah through Ava Rabba. By davening, when he says Ava Rabba, Yotze the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah. Tosfos brought down from the Yerushalmi that this Yoytza Berchas HaTorah with Abba Rabba, that's only V'husha Shana Al Asar. If you learned immediately after davening, that's when you could be Yoytza with Abba Rabba, the mitzvah of Berchas HaTorah. So the Beis Yosef asks the Kasha, why do you have to learn right after davening in order to have learning after your Berchas HaTorah of Abba Rabba? What happened to Kriya Shema? Right after Abba Rabba, you sing Kriya Shema. So why is that not the V'husha Shana Lassar? You're learning Torah right after Kriya Shema, right after the Abba Rabba. So why do you have to learn after davening? What happened to the Kriya Shema that you're saying after Abba Rabba? L'chari, that should be your learning. As I affect the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef had two terutzim, and we mentioned them. The first time it says, yes, we're talking about Enochinami. I've had, if you learn Kriya Shema right after Abba Rabba, you don't have to learn after davening. This that the Yerushalmi says, V'husha Shana Lassar, that you have to learn immediately after Abba Rabba, is talking about that you didn't learn Kriya Shema. So if you didn't learn Kriya Shema, you have to learn something instead. That's the first part of the Beis Yosef.
If you didn't learn Kriya Shema, why are you saying Abba Rabba?
So he brings down, in the Mikdash they used to do that. Enochinami, some person doesn't do that. In the Mikdash, the second part is Dr. Beis Yosef, the Kriya Shema v'tfila loy chashivi limud le'inyin zeh, the divrei tachanunim v'tfila lochod, the divrei sal matari lochod, the kriya shema k'divrei tfila isu. That kriya shema is not limanatayr, zakta beisayse. It's like k'divrei tfila isu. So therefore, after davening, you have to go ahead and learn. Although you lay in kriya shema after Abba Rabba, that's not k'divrei tayr, that's k'divrei tfila isu, and therefore you would not be yotzei limanatayr through that, and you have to learn after davening. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look, how do we pass? And the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh li estapik. If someone doesn't learn after davening and he just learns Kriya Shema, Yishli Stapik, if that works for Abba Rabba. Why? Like he explained the Beis Yosef, because he had two terutzim in the Beis Yosef. Does Kriya Shema work for Abba Rabba? Or you have to learn. Lefi the first teretz, it is Limud HaTorah, just the Yerushalmi is talking about a case that you didn't learn Kriya Shema after Abba Rabba. And Lefi the second teretz, although you are learning Kriya Shema after Abba Rabba, you're not Yitzelim, it's not for Limud HaTorah, it's Kedivrei Tfilos. And therefore, you would have to learn after davening. And that's the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshlis Tapik. So you have to learn after davening if you learn Kriya Shema immediately after Abba Rabba. So, L'chaira, the two tzadim in the suffix of the Beis Yosef is this machlokes that we saw before. The first teretz of the Beis Yosef is saying, yes, Kriya Shema is Limud HaTorah. So, then L'chaira, that would sound like the Achrayim, that Kriya Shema is Limud HaTorah. It's not only your act of Oy Malcha Shemaim, it is Limud HaTorah. But if you say like the Beis Ephraim and the Siach HaSada, that you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah through Kriya Shema, L'chayra, that wouldn't work after Abba Rabba. That would be like the second teretz of the Beis Yosef. That the Beis Yosef is saying that Kriya Shema k'divrei tefilah su, it's not Limud HaTorah. The same way for tefilah we don't make a Berchas HaTorah, so too over here for Kriya Shema it's not Torah, you're not being Mekayim Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so therefore you can be Yotze V'husha Shana Al Asar through Kriya Shema. What? Yeah, but so Midrabanan it's not
Limud
HaTorah. Because they will miss, you're doing it for the Mitzvah, or you're not doing it for Limud HaTorah. Oh, Vayomer. Okay, so that you're doing for Yitzias Mitzrayim. You'll have the same teretz. That's not you have to say. What do you mean Kedivrei Tfilos?
The same thing Vayomer
is not going to be only because of the same thing. But not also Limud HaTorah. You see that in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that it's Kedivrei Tfilos. What do you mean you're saying Vayomer? Teretz is because you're not saying Vayomer for Limud HaTorah. Okay, but you're not saying it for Limud HaTorah. You're saying it for the other Yonah, for Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're not saying it for Limud HaTorah. But the Fi the Brisker Rav and the Karnoira, that Kriya Shema is Limud HaTorah, L'chayra, you wouldn't have to learn after davening. Yizrach would be Yosef.
Rabban
is the same thing.
Also?
Yeah, it's not for Limud HaTorah. You're not doing it for Limud HaTorah now, yeah. You're doing it for Difinin, you're doing it for Tefillah. It's Tehillah.
Well, it's
Tehillah,
not because it's not Tehillah. You're saying over to Chazish, it's not Tehillah. The head is not
clear,
not that it can't be both. No?
He said it can't work for both.
Yeah, but the Rabbanan can work for both. The Rabbanan can say the head don't.
No, but if I'm doing it for now, if I'm doing that for now, so then it's a steal. So I'm doing it now
because
for.
Can't work for both.
That's the way Chazanish. And Tak, if you take a look at the Beis Ephraim, after the Beis Ephraim says as he said that Kriya Shema is not Torah, it's not Limud HaTorah, it's only Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim, he says that's Pshat in the Beis Yosef second Teretz. The Beis Yosef in the second Teretz says the reason why you can't be Yosef Hu Shoshan Al Asar through Kriya Shema because it's Kedivrei Tefillah. What does it mean it's Kedivrei Tefillah? Zok the Beis Ephraim, like what I just said, because Kriya Shema is not Limud HaTorah, it's just Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim. If so, you can be Yotza V'Shoshan Al Asar through the Kriya Shema. The Brisker of Taka, in that Shtickle, when he says that Kriya Shema is Limud HaTorah, he's Taka Bala. He says he doesn't understand why you cannot be Yotza the Suffolk in Shulchan Aruch. He says the Shulchan Aruch is in the Suffolk if Kriya Shema works through V'Shoshan Al Asar. He says he doesn't understand it. Kriya Shema is Torah. Why shouldn't you be able to be Yotza after Avraham but through Kriya Shema? Taka Bala Shver. And he says, even though it's not Limud HaTorah, but rather it's Torah, so why can't you be Yotza V'hu Shoshana Lasar through Kriya Shema? And he says, it's in Mufush Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says that Afilu Loi Kara Ela Kriya Shema Shachris Va'arvis Ki Yimakayin Loi Yomush HaTorah Azam Bipicha. So when Yimakayin through Kriya Shema Shachris Va'arvis Yimakayin the Mitzvah Limud HaTorah, so he doesn't understand how does it sad to say that Kriya Shema is not Limud HaTorah, and it cannot be Yotza V'hu Shoshana Lasar through Kriya Shema. Agav, if someone walks into Shul Purim, if he walks in late Shul and he didn't make a Berchas HaTorah, so it would follow, if you what we're saying now, that he would be able to listen to Kriya Samagillah without a Berchas HaTorah. And at HaKasur, Shlomo Zalman says that if you can't make a Berchas HaTorah before you hear the Megillah, you went to sleep late, you came late, and you're about to lay in the Megillah, so he says you can listen to the Megillah without Kriya HaTorah, without Berchas HaTorah, and one of his reasons is this, because the Beis Ephraim says that Kriya Shema Megillah is not Torah, it's just Pirsumei Nisa, and Mimela, it's not required to have Berchas HaTorah before Kriya Shema Megillah.
You have to wake up right before Zman
Kriya Shema? No, we won't talk about it, that might be telling you the Shal in Chanami. Just a Firoi, so we're saying from Kam Achroinim, the Beis Ephraim and others, that it's not Limud HaTorah. And that's where we pass in Taka, Mishaburu brings down, that you cannot be Yotza with Avaraba with Kriya Shema, which means you need to learn after davening, because most Achrayim Neman that Kriya Shema is not good enough for the Limud HaTorah after Avaraba, and therefore you have to learn after davening something else. To be Mekayim the Yerushalmi, V'hu Shoshana Lasar. Just the first. So what do you do with the Brisker Rav's Kasha from the Gemara Menachos? The Gemara Menachos says that Afilu Lo Kara Elo Kriya Shema Shachris Ba'arvis Yim Mekayim Lo Yomish HaTorah Azem Yipicha. So it sounds pretty clear from the Gemara that Kriya Shema is Limud HaTorah. So how could all these Achayim say that Kriya Shema is not Limud HaTorah and it's only Oy Malchus Shemayim? So he once said over and just repeat it that the Chikrei Lev already asked this Kasha on the Maskana of the Beis Yosef. The Maskana in the Beis Yosef in the second Teretz says that Kriya Shema is only Kedivrei Tefillah and therefore you have to learn after davening because you're not Yotze with Kriya Shema. From that Gemara that the Brisker Rav wrote a Raya from, that the Gemara says you yaitza through Kriya Shema Shachris Va'arvis. So how could the Beis Yosef say it's Kedivrei Tefillah? From the Avinu Ezer asked this Kasha already that it's a Mufurisha Gemara that you mekayim Limud HaTorah through Kriya Shema. So I saw that the Chida in the Sefer Yosef Oimetz and the Magen Geboirim and the Arsameach, they all say Avada. If someone wants to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Limud HaTorah through Kriya Shema, if that's what he had in mind, he can do it. What it means, the Beis Yosef is saying, Stam, when someone is laying Kriya Shema in Shul for the Mitzvah, so he's not doing it L'Shem Limud HaTorah. The Mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not Limud HaTorah. So if someone's Stam laying Kriya Shema, he's not Mekayim Limud HaTorah through that, and therefore he has to learn after davening. But Avada, if someone has in mind, not like the Chazan, if someone has in mind Lehedya for Kriya HaTorah, Avada, for Limud HaTorah, Avada through Kriya Shema, you can get Ligar than any other Torah, and therefore you could be Mekayim Limud HaTorah through Kriya Shema, Shachas Va'arvis. But Bistama, the Gemara is saying, when someone leans Shachas Va'arvis, the Beis Yosef is saying, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Just to phrase one thing, we mentioned this as well, that Lefidus, Magen Geboirim, and Echida, that it depends what you have in mind. If Stam Yulein Kriya Shema and Shul, it's not Limud HaTorah. But if you had in mind L'Shem Limud HaTorah, Mekayim the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, there's a Prima Gadim that asks Akasha. The Gemara wants. L'Chayach HaZanish won't be masking. Correct. Yes. On one hand, we find the Gemara says that through Kriyas Mashachas Va'arvis, you make kind of mitzvah limud Torah. And we know the Gemara in Baba Kama Pei Beis says that Vayelchu Shloishas Yomim Bamidva V'loi Matzumayim. The Gemara says that Darshe Rishumas, but it's referring to that Klal Yisrael went in the Midbar without Mayim, it's referring to Torah, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, Kevin Shalchu Shloishas Yomim B'loi Torah Nilu, that Klal Yisrael weren't learning in the Midbar. And Nilu, Amdu Nevim Shebeinayim V'tiknu Lehem Shiyu Kairim B'Shabbos, U'mafsikim B'Echad B'Shabbos V'Kairim B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi, that Chachamim Ezra Dem U'Mesakim, Tilein, Kriyas HaTayra, Sheni V'Chamishi and Shabbos, in order that they shouldn't be Shleishas Yomim B'Loi Torah. Frek the Prima Godim, what do you mean they were Shleishas Yomim B'Loi Torah? They learned Kriyashma every morning, Shachas V'Avis. It said they went without Torah, but Shachas V'Avis, they didn't learn Kriyashma, as they frek the Prima Godim. So let's see the Magen Gebayrim and Chida is Miyushev. Avada, if you have in mind when you're learning Kriyas Shema for Torah, you could be Yotzer in the Torah. But that's not what Klal Yisrael were doing. Klal Yisrael was done. They were davening, and by davening, the Beis Yosef is saying it's Kedivrei Tefila. When you're learning Kriyas Shema, it's not Limud HaTorah. So therefore, they had to make a special takana. Amnu Nivim Shebeneim, because Klal Yisrael was done davening. So Meila, they made a takana that they should learn Sheni v'Chamishi in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because unless you have special kavana when you're learning Shach of Kriya Shema, you're not yetsa the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.